It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're wrapping up a week-long discussion about parenting tweens. We've been putting this one off, Shannon, but no discussion of tweens would be complete without mentioning those uncomfortable conversations.
Oh no, not the uncomfortable conversations. This means that sooner or later, we parents of tweens will need to talk about puberty and peer pressure and smoking, drinking, drugs, and what some parents consider the mother of all uncomfortable conversations, the talk.
Oh yes, that conversation is getting closer for us. We've already started to have it in age-appropriate doses at our house. It's definitely not an easy thing to do, and it's awkward for parents and for kids. But if parents don't give their kids this information, the kids will get it from other people and places. When I was a kid, a friend once told me that babies came from women who swallowed watermelon seed. And needless to say, I didn't eat watermelon for a long time after that.
Uh-oh, I'm glad you got your facts straightened out after that. I got quite a bit of misinformation when I was growing up too, and I wish my parents had been more proactive in telling me about all this stuff. Not talking about it doesn't make it go away, and if it becomes a huge taboo subject in your household, it can make tweens and teens even more eager to experiment in order to get information.
Well, the good news here is that you don't have to figure out how to have the uncomfortable conversation on your own. There are some really good articles about this online, as well as conversation starters that will help you out. We put some links to those articles on our homepage today, so check it out at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.